As a football player, Brandon Burlesworth was the classic overachiever.
You want to walk on? Pay your own way? We certainly won't stop you. There ain't no way you're ever going to play. Not here.
That's how the film depicts the greeting the 300-pound lineman from Harrison got in Fayetteville. But he persevered and overcame doubts, believing in fundamental character traits taught at home and church. Movie critic Philip Martin says that, along with the tragedy of Burlesworth's untimely death just 10 days after he was drafted to play in the NFL, is the heart of the story.
Apparently he was a little OCD, but he was one of those kids that believed what his coaches told him, believed what his mama told him, and believed what his pastor told him, and just did those sort of things. And so he became like this workout warrior, and he built himself into this nearly 300-pound behemoth. And by the time he came back, he earned a scholarship, and by the time he was a senior at the university, he was not only starting, he was an all-SEC right guard, and he was an all-American right guard. He was the first Razorback player to earn his master's degree before he played his last football game.
You are living proof that when you do the right things, good stuff happens. And you have done everything right.
A central character in Greater is Brandon's older brother, Marty, who would become founder and executive director of the Brandon Burlesworth Foundation, played by Neil McDonough. It was produced by a movie novice, Fayetteville real estate developer Brian Reindl.
The genre is sort of one of these Christian inspiration movies, but it's really better than most of those, and it doesn't have a real sledgehammer sort of a message about it. It's wrapped around, they use a framing device of Brandon's funeral, and it's really the story of how his brother Marty, who was 16 years older than him, comes to sort of accept that this was part of some larger plan, this tragedy that took his brother. So it's the basic story.
Martin says Greater is a straightforward, conventional flick, no mind-bending plot twist or adrenaline jolts. But it's inspirational and enjoyable, especially for Arkansas audiences.
How bad do you want it?
Real bad!
How bad?
Real bad!
How bad?
Real bad!
David Wallace, KUAR News.